When entering Studio 2, you will be struck by the presence of five suspended columns that feature on both sides over 100 photos printed on postcard. The images across the towers have echoes of different themes and motifs, such as slippers and thongs, hospital workers pulling a clothed body, the fisher people and communities, the waterways, the manholes, the environment, dwellings, festivities and ritual. Vishal, this is a huge body of work. How is this encapsulated as its own sort of section when there's so many sort of motifs and themes across their other works?
Conceptually, there's two things happening, and this is a good time for us to talk about the materials of the iron mesh that we're using. Again, just to kind of go back, and because caste is still a division of laboring bodies, we're kind of making these specific references to questions around gender, questions around labor, questions around land and belonging, as well as the kind of role and the presence, sometimes the absence of bodies in landscape, sometimes the questioning what is a landscape when we look at it. It might seem like one thing, it might actually be another thing altogether. So we're looking at all of the ways in which certain textures, certain materials draw a kind of connection to marginalization in general, but caste in particular. So the mesh is very much to kind of recall industrial activity as well as like sort of construction and the building of infrastructure, particularly around South Asia, and to kind of acknowledge the fact that even in this era of rampant industrialization and rampant sort of urbanization and commercialization of our countries, the work is still performed manually. It's still performed by the large kind of caste marginalized populations across South Asia. So we're kind of making a larger conceptual statement with the materials upon which the photographs are mounted itself. And in this section in particular, across, as we've kind of maybe heard some of the themes and the ideas that the artists are exploring, the overwhelming kind of experience is one of untouchability. It's one of saying that certain bodies, certain spaces, certain things are deemed impure to touch. And the question, at least for me, while designing the exhibition and thinking about it, is like, we need to have a section that explicitly is made to touch. This is that section. This is a section that's all the prints are printed on postcard. They're made specifically for people to touch the objects, to touch the prints. The prints themselves don't have a lot of gradient in their texture. They just have the kind of postcard prints. But the tactility and the kind of importance of how contentious touch is for us, I really wanted to kind of make this strong statement with the work of an artist who is contextualizing the collective experience of what it means to come from a marginalized caste position in the context of South Asia today. Everything here that Palani is talking about in his images, whether they are images of slippers, which is a long-standing body of work, where he's trying to talk about the violence of performing manual labor without depicting the violence itself, where he's just photographing the slippers of the people performing those kind of caste occupations over a period of time. So some of the slippers you see have like, you know, very clear punctured holes in them. The other ones have been repaired several times. There are slippers that have an entire section missing. I guess in Australia, they would be called thongs. And they're also the most affordable slippers you can get within the context of India and South India. And usually they're used for the longest amount of time. And that is also because of a paucity of kind of resources and larger kind of questions around labor laws come into the fore without actually kind of dwelling too much upon it. So in this section is very much looking at both the joys and the difficulties of living the kind of lives within the communities that we all come from, particularly the artists and myself, and also looking at what kind of cultural practices are people trying to preserve and uphold. They're all juxtaposed with very specific incidents of sometimes structural violence, sometimes caste violence, sometimes effects of climate change. A lot of the things we're looking across the fishing communities, in some of the images, you can actually see that they've collected a big bag of seaweed or a big bag of something. But that gestures towards the fact that that big bag is in very, very, very shallow water. It's not the kind of abundance that they were used to in going out to the sea. And in other images of fishing communities, you kind of see a whole village descended upon a pond where, you know, communities are trying desperately to fish for themselves because it's no longer viable to go out and rely upon to kind of have access to the sea over the entire course of the year. And we're also looking at images of demolition, of structures kind of demolished and replaced and trying to be erased by the state for various reasons. Essentially, they are termed as illegal settlements, but given the nature of segregation in our cities, it's hard to determine what is and isn't legal. And then we have specific events as the floods of between 2016 and 2020, which happened several times in the city of Chennai. And where the kind of flood relief reached last were the communities and the areas in the city where a lot of Dalit and marginalized caste population lived in.
And the image that you're looking to when you speak to this is a child floating on some weatherboards down a flooded street, basically.
And then just on the left-hand side column, seventh image from the bottom. And then the third image from the bottom is where you can actually see where that the amount of flooding is so severe that on the left-hand side is the actual street. It's a two-way street. It's a two-way sort of main road connecting the peripheral areas. And on the right side is the actual river. But the fact that it's been breached and there is an entire area of the city that's cut off, that's in the density of the context of Chennai, that's sometimes up to a million people, sometimes several hundreds of thousands of people. And we see images of that flooding in particular, but also several instances of flooding like that, which kind of highlights the inequities that are present in across the different urban landscapes that Palani is photographing.